Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we finished verses 1 through 3. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I trust that you'll have your Bible ready. We're going to be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, and we'll be speaking on the subject of prophetic opposition. Prophetic opposition. Hey, don't miss this message over these next few days, and also encourage your loved ones and friends to listen in and take time to sit down and discuss these things and write us and let us know that you're listening. And if these messages generate questions, write us with your questions and let us answer those questions for you. Also, people from time to time want to know about how this ministry is supported. This ministry is supported by Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. If you're in the Ocala area of Florida, we hope that you'll visit with us. I hope that you'll go to our website and hear our services, hear our sermons, and see what Ocala Christian Academy, our Christian school, is about, as well as our church. And we would love to have you to visit with us. However, we do receive funds from others that help to expand this broadcast. We have those who write us that listen to us by internet. We have those who write us that listen to us over the radio station. But we always tell you the same thing. Your tithe belongs to your local church. If the radio station by which you are listening to us is a non-commercial station and they operate on offerings of their listeners, then put them ahead of us. If you should so pray about it, then if God should have us to be supported by you, then we will take your offerings, not your tithe, but your offerings. And those offerings we will use to place right back into the radio ministry. None of us take a salary that work with the Lamp and Light broadcast. Our announcer, Jerry Banks, our internet man, Brother Mark Hopper, and our technical man, Brother Dick Bott, none of us take a salary for this. We're looking for our reward in heaven. And so let me just say that if you send anything in here, it will be used in the radio ministry. We cannot expand at this point without more funds coming in. We also have needs of equipment. We need about $7,000 right now for more equipment. And if you feel that you would like to help with that, that's fine. But again, this is the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry that encourages you to be faithful to your local church, and the first 10% of your income goes right to your local church. So we not only believe that and teach that, we practice that here at the Lamp and Light Radio. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, I trust that you'll follow along. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and this section is verses 4 through 7, but for continuity and clarity's sake, I'm going to start again with verse 3 here of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, till he be taken out of the way. Now, chapter 2 has told us that the tribulation that's to hit this earth, a period of 7 years, will not happen until there is first a rapture. Now, the word rapture itself does not appear in the Bible, but it is a word that we think of with the Greek word harpazo, the catching away. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we find that those that are alive in Christ will be caught up to meet him in the clouds. Well, that word caught up comes from the Greek word harpazo. And so we could say the harpazo, or we could say the caught up, or we could use the word rapture. And the word rapture is what we're using here. Well, the rapture is the next event to happen on God's calendar. And then after that, it may be the same day of the rapture. It may be a few weeks, maybe a few months, it might even be a few years after the rapture. The tribulation will start. The tribulation starts when there is a covenant confirmed between the world leader, whom we call Antichrist or the beast, and the nation of Israel. That covenant is for 7 years. Now, it's after this rapture that the 7 years of tribulation hit this earth, which are 7 years like man has never known before. And you say, well, going back to that rapture, who is taken up? Who are left behind? Well, the ones left behind are those without the Lord Jesus Christ. Those taken up are all of those who have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, both those that are dead and in the grave, and those which are alive on the earth at that time. Some will be ashamed at his appearing. Some will have confidence. Some will be saved so as by fire. Some will rejoice as they enter into the joy of the Lord. But all of those that are in Christ will be caught up to be with him. Now, the world leader that we've mentioned has 30 different names attributed to him in the Bible. Some of those names are man of sin, son of perdition, beast, antichrist. Verse 3 began looking at this blasphemer. And now we want to look more in depth at him here as we look at verse 4 and we see the prophesied opposition. Let me read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4 to you again. Of this antichrist it says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, anyone who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God is in opposition to Christ and should therefore be considered an opposing enemy of the Christian. Did you get that down? I want to repeat that because this is an important thing for you to grasp. Grasp this principle. Again, it's this. Anyone who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God is in opposition to Jesus Christ and should therefore be considered an opposing enemy of the Christian. Whether it's a civil authority, a religion, or any other entity, if they demand greater regard for themselves than to the Word of God, or they teach that their doctrines are superior to the Word, and they reserve the right to supersede God's Word, then that person, that entity, or even that religion is an abomination to God. And therefore, they are our opposition. That's why communism, we look at communism that says there is no God, that calls it the opiate of the people. We are opposed to Marxism because it's our enemy. And yet, we would love to see any Marxist individual to get saved. We still love their souls and want them to be saved, but we oppose their doctrine. Jesus Christ himself condemned the religious leaders of his day who made the Word of God of none effect by saying the declarations of the Jewish religion had precedent over the Word of God. You remember that? They made one of the commandments about honoring your mother and father of none effect by issuing an edict, an amendment, you might say, to the Ten Commandments that said that if the son says it is a gift, then he's not responsible to this honoring of his mother and father. And so the Pharisees, now you say, what were the Pharisees like in comparison to, say, Christianity today? The Pharisees would be like the new evangelical movement of today. The new evangelical movement gets most upset with the fundamentalists, and Jesus Christ was a fundamentalist. New evangelicals say, you should not be so negative. And they did the same thing with Jesus Christ. Remember in his day, Jesus said in John 7:7 that he testified of their deeds that they were evil. Jesus preached sin and named them. And it made people mad. And people still don't like a preacher to name sin today. That's why when we talk about the sin of rotten music in the church, now I talk about the sin of drugs and of drunkenness, of harlotry, and a lot of the new evangelicals will agree. The people of the Pharisees would agree with that as well. But when you start talking about their religious things and you call them sin and evil, an abomination to God, boy, they get mad. And you know what they do today when you tell them that they're caving in, they're compromised to the devil with his religious rotten music, is a filthy, rotten sin. They don't like it. And yet we speak that truth in love because we don't want them to have the consequences of God's chastening upon them. So therefore, we preach that. Well, in that day, there are those that tried to lighten up the Word of God so it would be of none effect. And they had these various things of man to take the place of the Word of God. And they don't take the place of God's Word. And so that's why they hate the kind of preaching that you hear on this broadcast and other broadcasts that go verse by verse through the Bible. And when they get to sin, they call sin, sin. When they get to righteousness, they call righteousness, righteousness. And they tell the truth in Christ Jesus. Now understand, if the Bible says one thing, and a church says it has the right and the authority to change or to supersede or to add doctrine, then that is straight out of hell. That is totally, completely wrong. For an example, in 1950, the Catholic Church passed, as doctrine, the Assumption of Mary into heaven. They say she never died. And they say that she was crowned as the Queen of Heaven and the Mother of God. Well, that is a filthy, rotten lie. That is so wrong. That does not go along with the Word of God. It's contrary to the Bible. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.